USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hong Kong riot police fired tear gas at thousands of protesters, many wearing masks and reindeer horns, after scuffles in shopping malls in a prime tourist district as anti-government rallies escalated into chaos on Christmas Eve. Protesters inside the building had thrown a number of objects at police, who responded by beating demonstrators with batons, at one point firing guns into the crowd, but not at the people. Police fired tear gas to disperse the protesters who had occupied the main roads outside the malls. Many Hong Kong residents are angry at what they see as Beijing's meddling in the freedoms promised to the former British colony when it returned to the Chinese in 1997. China denies interfering and says it's committed to the one country, two systems formulas put into place at that time, and has blamed foreign forces for starting the unrest. Merry Christmas from the entire team at USA Radio News.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
A 33-year-old American soldier was killed in Afghanistan. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the details.
The Pentagon has confirmed the death of Sergeant First Class Michael Goble of New Jersey, saying he died during combat in northern Kunduz province, Afghanistan, on Monday. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for a roadside bombing in that area. 20 U.S. deaths have now been recorded in Afghanistan this year. There have also been 3 non-combat deaths. I'm Chris Barnes.
The Trump campaign launched a website on Christmas Eve to help the president's supporters win arguments with their, quote, liberal snowflake friends and family, end of quote, over the holidays. The website, aptly named snowflakevictory.com, gives Trump allies pointers for talking about a range of issues, from the economy to the border wall to socialism. Instead of avoiding political discussions over the holiday, as some articles suggest, the campaign says it's showing people how to actually win them. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Two Bahraini dissidents could be handed death sentences on Christmas Day in a bid by Bahrain to bury controversial news. Mohammed Ramadan and Hussein Musa were convicted in 2014 for a bomb attack that killed a politician and a policeman in trials marred by allegations of torture and inadequate legal representation. International rights groups, including Reprieve Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International, are testifying. The pair have denied the allegation, their arrest coming amid a sweeping crackdown on dissidents after pro-democracy protests rocked the U.S. Gulf ally between 2011 and 2014. Catalogs. You know, those glossy paper and ink offerings of outdoor apparel, kitchenware, and fruit baskets are not quite headed for the recycling bin of history. A 1-2 punch of postal rate increases and the Great Recession had sharply cut their numbers. Common wisdom had everything retail-related moving online. But the industry rebound appears in the works, fueled by what might be an unlikely group. Younger shoppers, who sometimes find it easier and more satisfying, even nostalgic, flipping the pages rather than clicking links. Industry experts say all of those catalogs crammed into mailboxes this holiday season are a sign that mailings have stabilized and may even be growing after a decline of over 40% since the Great Recession. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.